All right, guys, welcome to the show. This is season 5, episode 209. We're talking with Ty tonight over at Nashville Paramotor. We are going to be going live on our YouTube in just one moment. And when we do, we're going to actually start this officially. So if you want to get a calendar, you can always go over to ppgcalendar.com. And Jim from Canada, the only guy I know that has maple syrup smelling money, is going to give away a calendar tonight. If you're able to, make sure you hit that thumbs up. That helps your metric. And here we are. We are live. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's good to see you guys. It's been a minute. We are over here at Lone Star Paramotor. You can see it in the back here. I'm doing some training with Ron Torin. You know, the more instruction I can get, the better I'm going to get. And that's what I want to do. Tonight we have Linda Anderson. What's up, Linda? You are on mute. So if you want to say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's Monday night, the only place to be right here with all of us because we love y'all. Thanks for joining us, listeners and chatters and all that stuff. And just relax, grab some snacks, and enjoy the show. It's going to be a good one.
Excellent.
Love
Thank you
you
so much,
all.
Linda. Good to see you. I always love the pom-poms.
Yes.
Got Kevin Houston on the panel tonight. What's up, Kevin? Good to see you, buddy.
To see you too. Hey, everybody. Hey.
We also got our very own Jim from Canada, the only guy I know that gives away money that smells like maple syrup and he never gets it back. How you doing, Jim?
Doing great. Look, I got $100. It's back. Ah.
Oh, good. They gave it back to you finally.
Yeah, it only took a year and a half.
That's awesome. So Jim is our official sponsor. You can find him over at carepp.com. If watches crazy shenanigans over at carepppg.com, that little QR code will make you go to where is it, to your actual business or your
That
shenanigans?
actually goes to my YouTube channel.
YouTube channel. Awesome. If you mention PPG Grandpa, you get 10% off anything from his company. We also got Will Fly from Will Fly PPG. What's up, buddy? Good to see you, man.
Hey, is this thing on?
You're on, man.
That's good
You're
to
going to
be
be doing
here
the spinning
Monday
wheel
night.
tonight. Yep, you're going to be doing the spinning wheel tonight.
Yeah, we'll do the spinning wheel tonight. I think Jim's giving away a calendar from ppgcalendar.com. Did I get it right? Yeah, man. So looking forward to it. And if you want to check out my videos, you can. Corny humor, if that's what you like. It's willflyppg.com. Check it out. Oh, one more thing. If you live in the Southeast, check out Southeast Paramotor on the Southeast Paramotor group on Facebook. Love to have you.
Excellent. 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 Where's Ty? Did Ty go? Uh-oh. Ty, where are you, buddy?
Ty
Well,
froze. I know Steve he said his internet just went poof. So,
oh, really? I wonder if
yeah.
he's on the internet. Hey,
I
you
don't
know,
know.
sometimes it happens. We always have technical difficulties. Hey, Jim, since we're waiting for Ty to come back on, tell us a little quick about PPG Calendar and where we can get calendars from you.
Well, yeah, you can go to ppgcalendar.com. You can order calendars. You can submit photos, and we'll put them in the running for the next Paramotor calendar.
So how does that work? Like if we go someplace and you want to have a calendar made, we don't have to just buy a calendar from you, right? We can actually send our own pictures in and you can make a calendar for us. How does that work?
Yeah, sure. I can do that for you too. You can connect with me if you can connect with me through PPG Calendar or just carepp.com, and I'll get if you give me 13 pictures, I'll put it together into a calendar and send them out to you.
Excellent. Yeah, so he really puts out some really good calendars. One of the things that we also want to do is to do fly-in calendars, right? Also too, if you go to any school and you learn to fly, they usually will take pictures of you. So your first flight, second flight, what you do. If you want to send all those pictures over to Jim, tell him that you want a calendar made because you just took your first flights and you want that on a calendar for that year. And Jim can do that for you too.
For sure.
For sure, absolutely. Since we're waiting for Ty from Nashville Paramore to come back, we're going to go ahead and talk with Will Fly. Will Fly, you do some really awesome videos too over at willflyppg.com. Looks like Steve's coming back. You also do Just the Tip. Can you tell us about that and when the last one was and when the next one is, since you love to do that?
Yeah, so the last one would have been last month, I believe, or maybe the month before. I think they tend to go along with the fly-ins, you know, so I have something to cover. But what I like to do is when I find a neat paramotor tip or trick or whatever, I like to, you know, share it. And I do that in the form of a video. So like I said, they normally go along with the fly-ins that I attend. So I kind of mix the fly-in footage with the tips, because there's really no better place to get those little tips than at a fly-in, you know, like bad apples, or somebody is trying to overcome some situation or some problem at a fly-in. And I've never, ever experienced it to where a solution hasn't been, you know, found out on the spot. So yeah, man, check it out.
Absolutely. I'm over here, like I said, over at Lone Star Paramotor. I got a couple instructors over here. Please introduce yourself. How are you?
How are y'all? My name is Guy Cox. Been an instructor at Lone Star for about a year and retired. So I do this stuff every day. It's been great.
And we just got our first student up in the air today.
First student today.
Today, yeah. On a trike.
Right on.
Tommy, I've been instructing here for about 2-3 years now. One of our tandem pilots as well.
Yeah, so those videos I posted earlier about the tandem pilots taking up some students and the twins, that's the guy right there. Awesome. So, hey, like I said, you know, I'm from Paramotor, Arkansas, Run to the Sky, a nonprofit flight school. I'm over here at Lone Star Paramotor with amazing people. And of course, our guest tonight, which he's having some internet problems, is from Nashville Paramotor. We have a lot of flight school on our podcast. There's no competition. There really isn't. I mean, if somebody wants to come to up there, obviously down in Texas, they're going to come to you guys. They're not going to drive all the way over here. They're not going to go drive to Florida. There's no competition. You know, this is good though, because we could talk about what we do and how we do things over here. Right. I mean,
yeah,
it was really fun today. Because we were instructing you, we're instructing your foot launch.
Right.
We also were instructing, not tandem, but trike.
Right.
And we had them up on, so tell us a little bit about how you hang checked them, or on the radio, and how that all worked.
Yeah. So if you'll pan over, you can see our hoist. So we've got two stations and we pull them up and tether them to the ground and go through the entire, launch, flight, safety checks, turns, rescues, if they're oscillating. We put tie a dummy reserve on, and we actually throw that dummy reserve. So they experience everything from launch to land before they go out. Cool. We also have a VR machine.
And we'll be able to show you the VR thing too. Hey. You made it, buddy. Good to see you, man.
My goodness.
I think Scuba Steve kind of his internet crapped out too, didn't it? So maybe you guys were on the same internet. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Neighbors or what?
No, mine right? mine was the old lady's problem. We had a heater going in the living room, and she decided to plug in another heater, and it tripped the breaker. I didn't know the breaker was tripped, which killed the internet, because that's where it was plugged in.
Bad punch and bad.
Because I'm like, internet never goes out. It does if there's no power.
Yeah. Did that happen to you too, buddy? Or what happened over on your side, man?
Man, I have no idea. It just stopped working.
Oh, no, that's awful.
See, I don't know these things. Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, I'm glad that we started a little bit early. It's only 7:04. We got a long, long podcast, so it's no big deal.
Right on.
Hi, yes. Welcome to the show, buddy. You started Nashville Paramotor. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and how did you get into paramotoring?
All right. So I've been flying for over 35 years, licensed private pilot, mostly experimental fixed wing aircraft. I built a couple planes. I discovered, like everybody else, I discovered paramotoring on a video one day. And I'm like, holy crap, that is it. I'm getting one of those things. And that was about 8 years ago. And pretty much that's all I fly is paramotors now. It's just, for me, it's the most fun.
Started doing flight instruction with a good friend of mine a couple years ago while I was still working, and I retired actually last year in June. And so we are full time now, and that's it, just living the dream. It's a good thing. Yeah.
Well, excellent. So you fly fixed wings, you fly paramotors. Other than fixed wings, I mean, you're talking about like Cessnas or experimental or what?
Yes. Yeah, both. Yeah. Single engine fixed wings. Built a couple experimentals at home. And then a few ultralights, you know, all three axis fixed wing aircraft. But yeah.
So of all the times they've been flying over the last 35 years, you learn about paramotors and that's been your go-to. Paramotors are more fun than anything else, or how's that work?
Absolutely more fun than anything else. And we always tell guys that are interested in the sport and reach out to us and ask us about it. You know, they say, what's this all about? And I say, man, as long as you realize what it is, it's the greatest thing ever. You know, meaning as in it's completely slow, completely impractical. You're not going far. But if you enjoy flying low and slow, this is your thing. So, yeah, for me, that's what I like.
You know, a lot of times people ask in the super chat, and before you guys ask it, I'm going to ask it for you because I already know. What is your go-to wing and your go-to motor? Because, and then, of course, you're all up weight. Everybody wants to know these things.
Okay, so I understood what is your what, and then it stopped.
Your go-to wing and your go-to motor, and what is your all up weight?
Okay, so go backwards. My all-up weight is right now about 195. I like the, do you hear me, 195?
Yeah. Well, you weigh 90 pounds? What the heck?
No. Wait, 90, oh, no, yeah. No. All up, okay. Yeah, about 250, probably.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's yeah. All-up weight. That's yeah. More like it.
Yeah. Okay. All-up weight. I really like the Viper XC a lot. But really Scott and I, we spend so much time on A-rated gliders, you know, cause we're always testing the pattern for students and just really just flying the crap out of, you know, mojos and velocity cores. If you say go to, I guess it's, you know, that's an A-rated glider is really still a lot of fun for me, but yeah. So, we're liking the 172s a lot. And then of course the Moster is just the old standby. I wish I was light enough to fly an Atom. That's probably not ever going to happen.
Well, how much do you weigh?
195, roughly.
I fly it at 230 and 240. Yeah.
I have flown an Atom before, one time, and the rate of climb was just so disappointing for me. I was like, man,
yeah, you won't get up as quick, but I mean, time. You can still fly with it.
Oh, yeah, you can fly it.
It's so light on the back too, man. I mean, yeah, there's no rocket ship sending you up there, but
right,
fun, man.
Yeah, the Atom is awesome. It's a great motor.
So what do you put your students on? You have you said they got Corsairs 172s. You got your Moster 185s. You say you do have Atom 80s or Top 80s, or what do you have?
Right now, we don't have any 80 CCs. Okay. Last season, we used the Atom 80s and wow. The Moster. So. Right now, all we have is Mosters and 172s.
Okay. What wings, since you said that you have A-rated wings for the students, what wings do you have for them?
We're almost exclusively the Velocity Core for students. That's the glider from Blackhawk. Very comparable to a Mojo.
Okay. Any questions in the super chat or any questions on the panel?
I haven't even seen a 172. I didn't know they existed. It was an 80 or a 185 or a 200, 220.
Right. Well,
I'm glad that you said that. So here we go. So there's Atom 80, Top 80. You got a Corsair 172, right?
Right.
You got N80. Also, there's also an N80.
Right.
25, which everybody knows about. You got your Blackhawk 220. You got they also have HEs. HE makes a 125.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, what else?
EOS 100.
That's right, EOS 100s.
EOS 50.
Mm-hmm. Any other ones that we can?
What CC is the EOS Quattro? Because my buddy just became a dealer for them. I'm just wondering. I know it's a four cycle motor, but do y'all know the CCs on that thing? I have no idea.
Do you know the city seats, Tommy?
200 maybe.
The weight 50 is pretty comparable to like a Mobster. I'm not sure about the others.
Okay. Not quite sure. I'll have to definitely take a look. How about you, Ty? Any other motors that you know offhand or can think of? And you guys in the super chat, what other motors are out there that we have not said? I know that they're what? Air Conception. Right? What's that 302? The Corsair? Joseph. Oh, Corsair 300? Yeah, 300.
Wow.
Is that it?
Oh, I have no idea.
I can't remember.
I think the Corsair is the 230, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had a guy last year that had it on a trike, and it was a nice motor. That made crazy thrust.
Should get Ty to fly one of those Chinese remote controlled
motors. Those little ones that Tucker tried to fly?
Yeah, that little bitty paramotor.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening.
That's a lot. So there wasn't any questions in the super chat yet. How about on the panel? Any questions for Tom?
Did you say the Nitro 200? Is that
was it that Nitro? Then the Tornado and
right, Tornado.
However many different versions they have of that motor. Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah. So my buddies that are working with me, they kind of have a joke. They tease me about. I think I've owned every paramotor and probably every glider. I have this bad habit of just buying and selling paramotors. So.
Oh, okay. So this is
everything's got its price.
This is a good opportunity. Good opportunity to tell us what have you bought and what have you sold. I want to hear all of the motors that you bought and sold.
Oh my goodness, it'd take forever. Right. Yeah. So, well, the Air Conceptions, the 200 and the 280. I think my very first paramotor was the High Hang Point Air Max 220. I think that's what it was called.
Oh, really?
And oh my gosh, it was very, very heavy and just completely not appropriate. yeah, I didn't know any better. You know, I figured, you know, man, I can do this. I can fly all this other stuff and be no problem. And I remember just buying a paramotor and I thought, okay, I got this. It was like I quickly learned I need to hire someone to teach me. But I went through, so we quickly got rid of that. It was just not right for me. I had the Blackhawk 125, that HE that you were talking about. That was a really good motor. I had both of the Air Conceptions, the 200 and the 280. What else? Limitless. Limitless is a really nice frame. Had that. I think we've had them all. The only ones I've not had is the flat top and the red one. What is that?
No electrics, right?
No electrics, no. Yeah, I haven't had a Fresh Breeze and I haven't had a flat top. That's probably about it.
Our nonprofit, we got a Fresh Breeze quad that came in, and that's actually a pretty nice unit, the quad. Yeah, but really? You wouldn't have that as your foot launch at all.
No, no. I've heard that that's a really was it Simonini? I've heard that it's a really good motor. I've never owned one, but they look pretty nice.
Yeah,
as far as the motor goes, the motor itself.
Pretty sick, and the tires. I like the big Beats tires.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got the beach pod. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
No, we were just talking about motors. We had two of the four-stroke, what are those called? Aero 1000s in the quad, in the tandems. And that was a really nice motor. It was crazy heavy, but it was just super reliable and burned hard, like no gas. But you had to have a trailer to take it anywhere. It was a beast.
No electric motor yet, huh?
No.
Is it in works? Are you thinking about it, or
I'm gonna wait for the batteries to get like smaller,
little mind bulb batteries.
Yeah, I still love the smell and the sound.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
The exhaust and the sound, I just love it.
Quattros, they say, are only 5 kilos heavier than the 185. So
that's a pretty nice looking machine too, that engine.
But what is 5 kilos in pounds? What is that for us American ears?
Not that much.
That's 10.
Yeah, it's 10 pounds.
10.1.
There you go.
10 more pounds.
Or no, 11.
Yeah, to get a four cycle, which burns like half the gas a normal two cycle does. That's the benefit you're getting, really, is gas usage. Besides using the EFI, if you want to pay the extra money for that.
How much is EFI now? I know that came out this year. With
too darn much.
It's stupid. It is like stupid expensive.
Yeah, they're an extra 3,000, maybe a little bit more. And there's very few that are out.
Yeah.
No, I don't get that.
They're not cheap. Maybe dealers can get them cheaper, but retail?
Because I thought that a couple years ago, didn't Aviator sell those kits?
We actually have them. We have one here.
And weren't they only like $1,200 or $1,500 for the kit?
Well, one the pilot that flies that, him and his dad are engineers. And they made
So last year, Scott and I paired up with Aviator at our place. And I think they had Aviator had 10 that they were allowed to sell. And I mean, it's intriguing. It's really neat. But the cost is just crazy. So maybe in a couple years.
If they sell a few, maybe the cost will come down.
Yeah. It would be really neat if it was like a little bit more.
They've got to be a little bit heavier too, because they've got all the circuitry, and then they have to have the starter. And so they've got to be heavier than a normal 185.
I thought they said there was 8 pounds difference. Now, I could be wrong, but I thought they said it was 8 pounds heavier.
Well, so then that's almost the same as the four stroke.
Yeah.
You know, one of the concerns that I would have with the current iterations of an EFI two stroke motor would be the fuel pump driven by the battery. I mean, you know, those of us that have electric start paramotors, do you really charge your battery every time? You know, check its. I mean, how many times have you gone, you know, hit start and you find out your battery's dead? Well, in that EFI Moster, if your battery's dead, the engine's not running because it's driving the fuel pump. So that's a concern to me. But other than that, it's neat, though.
But they put them on the factory R. Doesn't the factory R create its own electricity and charge as it's running with the EFI? I thought that's what they did, because there's...
Yeah, but with EFI, you got to have that electricity for the fuel injection part, or it doesn't squirt any gas. It will stop running.
Yeah.
Just like a car. Your battery, you're done.
We initially have the battery, but when you start it, the motor charges the battery while it's using electricity. Is that correct on that new
factory? No, it doesn't. They haven't set it up that way.
Oh, I thought they set it up that way.
No.
That battery's supposed to last a long time. Now, I forget what the exact time is, but you can get...
I think it's like 3 hours, but you can get 2 batteries and you can go for like 6. It might be a little bit longer than that, but you can go like 8 hours or something like that.
Oh, they said 72 if you have 2 batteries or something. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
So I know that the Nirvana, when it cranks over, it charges the battery.
Yeah, you can do that with the Monster as well. You just have to set it up that way. I got a buddy who has all his lights around his hoop connected directly to the motor. So the moment he fires it up, they all light up, and man, it looks really cool. And it works great.
That is cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like maybe I'm just a simple man, but I like the motor's easy to work on. There's no real electronics, there's nothing that, I mean, it's pretty simple. Right. And then when you start throwing the EFI, the fuel pump, I mean, all of that stuff, I mean, that's just how I feel about it now. Maybe it'd be different. I mean, I certainly wouldn't, I mean, I have to have EFI on the car I drive, and I don't complain about that, but maybe it'll be the same thing with the paramotor. For long, I mean, if you're not careful, you're going to be back to a Cessna 152 if you start adding all these things.
You would almost have to go back to school to learn electrical stuff on these. It wouldn't even be called a paramotor anymore. But I guess it would be. Would they have to change the name because it's everything's electric? That would kind of scare me. I'm with you, Will. The old school, just keep it that way. You know, I love the sound of the motors and all that stuff that goes on with, you know, paramotoring. So
I remember the good old days when our cars had a carburetor and you could actually step inside and work on your motor. Now, everything's computers, so different. So,
yeah. And you just end up replacing a computer board, or, I mean, there's no working on it.
Gosh. Yeah.
Hey, that's really interesting, though, because we've talked about the EFI coming out, and we've talked about, you know, the battery power paramotors. And so it's kind of neat to see that both of them, you know, are still coming along. I don't know. I'm not there with the battery yet. The sweet spot for me is an hour and a half of flight. And I don't know how long that'll be before we reach that. Isn't it like an hour now, or slightly under an hour for the big battery?
The battery on the SP140, they have two batteries. They got a 30-minute battery and an hour battery.
Okay.
But yes. Think about it, you can actually buy 2 hour batteries and you can put them in line on a trike. So you got 2 hours of flight on a trike.
Yeah.
They're like $2,500 each.
They're a wee bit expensive, but you know, it just depends on what you want. You want to do maintenance on gas power, or you just want a battery?
I want
cheap between a Tesla and, you know, a gas powered car, I guess. What do you want to spend?
I committed to an SP140 here a couple weeks ago.
Did so you? When is it going to be delivered, Jim?
May. It's going to be delivered.
May.
But I'm going to keep my Monster.
Did you get that?
I can go good in the cold.
The hour battery or the half hour battery?
It's the hour.
Excellent. Well,
nice.
Are you going to start doing electric too, or are you just going to stick with Mosters and 172s?
Yeah, I'm going to do electric for a little while. I'm going to check it out, see how it works, and play around. And maybe I'll use it for acro and stuff like that, because you can't fly it can't go huge distances, right? So, and it's got tons of power.
Well, don't you remember that we had 605 paramotor on? They did a high altitude with the electric paramotor. That's how they got on the show. So, you know, if you want to, I mean, they cut up some serious altitude with their SP140.
Yeah.
So go pretty far on it.
Still be nice to get way up there and then you just let off the throttle and there's just zero noise. Nothing but wind at that point.
I can't go to Tim Hortons on it, though. Tim Hortons is 45-minute flight.
I know. At least with a gas powered, you can stop at a gas station and fuel up and go.
45 minutes one way is no problem with gas power.
No. And you definitely can't do an Icarus on a gas power.
No.
On electric, you mean?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, on electric.
No, sell it for the charging stations.
Yeah, but seriously, you're in Canada, man. So, I mean, how's the batteries going to work for you?
Well, I haven't really even had much flying this last year. I've flown once or twice this year. So I don't really care anymore.
What are the reasons why you're not flying, Jim?
It's too cold for me today.
Would the battery not work as well because it's cold up there?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe.
Oh, your battery doesn't work. Like cold weather.
You'll be able to tell us next winter, because if you're getting in May, you're going to be warm up there, right, in May? In Canada? Yes,
exactly.
Canada, are you from?
Saskatchewan.
Okay. My wife's Canadian.
Oh, okay.
Abkhazian, Ontario.
I don't know where that is.
Small little town. The Hip wrote a song about it.
Well, wrote a song about it. Well, here it go.
Awesome. It is 7:23. If you would, Ty, tell us a little bit about your school and how we find you on the internet and the different things that you offer over there.
Yeah, no problem. So we're located in Eagleville, Tennessee, which is just about 45 minutes south of Nashville. It's myself and Scott Dowdy, my partner. We're the instructors, and then our buddy Warren is taking care of the class booking and all of that stuff. He's good at that. We do a lot of foot launch. Like I said earlier, we do trike training. Scott's pretty much our go-to trike guy. We offer discovery flights, tandem flights, obviously. And that's about it. We have a pretty good page on Facebook. It's Nashville Paramotor LLC on Facebook. And then we have a website that is should be done soon. That's NashvilleParamotor.com. I think it's up, but it just says under service or something like that. Should be up soon. Hopefully Warren is on that. But that's pretty much it. We sell Blackhawk gear, fly products, and power to fly.
Do you prefer trikes or foot launch?
Absolutely, for me, foot launch.
Yep, for you.
Yeah, so I enjoy the tandems, but I don't get a kick out of toting around a big old machine just to go fly by myself. My idea of a good time is putting a foot launch in my camper and going somewhere and flying. But I do enjoy the flying the trikes when we do the tandem flights. I like that.
Gotcha. And what is your phone number for the people that are going to listen to this after we're live on the video?
If you look on our Facebook page, there is a new number that will take you to Warren, who does our class scheduling and all of that. If someone wants to call me directly, it's 615-564-0704. So our first class of the season is already full, and we are still filling spots for the second class that begins April 28th.
All right. So this is your show, obviously, so we promote everything that you possibly can on your Nashville Paramotor. When are your next classes after that? So tell us our classes and when they are next. And of course, I'm sure they're going to ask how much it's cost.
Sure. As far as the next class, I don't know what the date is. It's in May. Warren to have that information. I know that our next class with availabilities is 4/28. So April 28th, it starts. Our classes are $3,000, and we have discounts for military, for gear, and for tuition. So if you're military or a first responder, make sure you let Warren know. We'll take some price off of your gear and your tuition.
And how long are your classes?
7 days, and we add on a couple days for weather. So 7 to 10 days.
7 to 10 days. All right. And that's all on your Facebook page as far as I can go to your Facebook page and sign up, or how do we sign up and get this set up?
So if you go to the Facebook page, there will be a link for the phone number that goes directly to Warren Zendano, who is our class manager. He will have the actual class dates, but there's also a link to the web page. But again, the Facebook page is Nashville Paramotor LLC. There are two other Nashville Paramotors on Facebook. One is for a local club. That's the Nashville Paramotor Flying Club. And then the other is just the old Nashville Paramotor Facebook page.
Okay, what about Aviator? Because they said they were coming to Nashville this year.
That was last season. So Scott and I paired up with Aviator at our facility last season.
Oh, cool.
And, it was really fun. So, and we still love those guys to death. They're great guys. But we're going to do it again this season, just us. And so, yeah, it's a good time. So they're done in Tennessee. They're great guys. We love them still, but it's just us in Middle Tennessee right now.
Okay, good.
Okay, excellent. Now we are going to be giving away a calendar from ppgcalendar.com. Right, Jim? ppgcalendar.com?
Yep.
All right. Jim makes calendars. You can make your own calendar with him by sending him your favorite pictures of whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to be paramotors. It could be anything you want to. If you like cars or boats or any of your favorite stuff, you want your very own calendar, send them to Jim. Get up with Jim. Jim, what is your phone number? How do we get up with you, buddy?
You can give me a call at 306-946-4027, and we can make that arrangement, or you can connect with me through the internet, pairpp.com. Just send me an email through the website.
Excellent. And don't forget to mention PPG Grandpa, and he'll give you 10% off your order. Now, we're going to be giving away that calendar from Jim. Thank you very much. We definitely appreciate you. And make sure you at Will Fly and say, Will Fly, I am here, because we're going to be turning on that spinny wheel in just a moment. We're going to go back to Ty. And Ty, let us know again where your school is, how to get up with you, and your next available dates.
Sure. Our school is located in Eagleville, Tennessee. That's about 30 minutes south of Nashville. We have a beautiful airstrip and classroom that we're blessed to have. Right now, the best way to get a hold of us is through Facebook at Nashville Paramotor LLC. A website should be done shortly, and that's NashvilleParamotorLLC.com. Our next available class, the first one is full. The next class with availabilities is April 28th. Our classes are 7 days, and we allow for a couple extra days for weather. So the student could count on 7 to 10 days, depending on weather. And that's about it.
Do you train in an airfield between two mountains? Where do you train out of?
No, we rent a little airstrip in a section of a barn down in Eagleville. So we have a really nice flat airstrip. I think it's 1,400 feet by 100 feet. And then we have a classroom attached to it. So it's, I don't know if you're familiar with that area at all.
Eagleville, not really.
Okay. Well, for those that are, basically head out of Nashville south on 65. That's about 30 miles south of Nashville. So there are some rolling hills, but it's pretty much flat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be giving calendars here in just a moment. Make sure you give us some thumbs up. Thumbs up really help us out a lot. We definitely appreciate you guys doing that for us. Any questions in the super chat?
You've got a couple of, so there's one question from James we can hit real quick because we pretty much covered it, but he's saying, so is there a Nashville Paramotor and Aviator Nashville?
No. No, that was last season. So Aviator is just back in Lake Wells.
Greg Laney says that he's put two and two together. I guess he flew with you at Such as Flying a couple of years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, Tony Marzano says he's waiting for someone to take a 500cc dirt bike motor and make it PPG, make a PPG out of it. Now that would be...
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I want to see you fly it, Tony. Yeah, man.
Be too heavy. Maybe Kevin can carry it.
I wouldn't want
it. It could be done.
Look at them guns.
I'm gonna take a stab here, Ty. You said you're retired. You're retired law enforcement, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm retiring June of this year. June 1st. Right. Yeah, 25 and a half years.
Okay. Yeah, I did 31, so I'm done.
I don't want to do it anymore.
No. It was fun at first, but you know, it's time for a new chapter.
Yep, I agree.
Sounds like a better chapter too. Sounds like a more fun chapter.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yes.
It's excellent.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much for your service. Appreciate you very much, very much.
Awesome. This is Mac. He's over here.
Hi, Mac.
He's our foot launch guy, and he's also a Marine.
Heck yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Rah, rah.
You bet.
All right. If there's not any other questions in the super chat or on the panel, we'll fly. If you want to bring up our spinny wheel of Winnie things, we're going to be giving away a calendar from Jim up in Canada, eh? Is maple syrup smelling calendar? No, not maple syrup smelling calendar. Yeah, come on, you got to eat something for that.
No maple syrup on my calendars.
Yeah, your calendar comes and it smells like maple syrup. He spilt his syrup on it.
I'll rub my 100 on it.
I love that calendar. I love my calendar. It's awesome, Jim.
Absolutely.
Earlier,
you know, if you went to school and you got a lot of pictures, your first flights, you can send it to Jim and you can get your own calendar made, right? Maybe you like, what were some cool things? Boats. Maybe people like boats. Mm-hmm. Maybe they like fishing. Maybe your birthday. Maybe your kids' birthday is coming up. So you got a bunch of pictures. Then you can get a calendar for your kid with all of his pictures on it. How cool is that? So, I mean, it's not just promoter. It's anything that you want. Now we're going to let this come over to Linda Anderson, our very own Sarah Mom USA is going to say hello to everybody in the super chat.
This is my favorite part of the show. I was all ready and I'm like, okay, I hope I can say all their names. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, chatters, from on Monday night. We love having you. We so appreciate you very much. We've got Plainfield PPG in the house, Bill H., my buddy, Joseph Hudgens, Chris Gobelli, John Wayne Cowboy in the house, Kramer, I love you, Kramer, Tony Marzano, Mr. Vegas, Angela Marzano.
Angela Marzano.
I love it. Woo, you scared me. Jeez. The other Nick and Ellen Houston. Hi, Ellen, my lovely. We got David Wolf in the house. What's up, buddy? We got Greg Laney. Fly, baby, fly. PPG in the house. I love you, Rodankies. We got Travis DuPont, a.k.a. It's Rigged. We love you. We love you, Travis. Just want to fly is in the house. I love ya. We got Sean Smith in the house. What's up, Sean? We got James, Chris Lockley, and 555. Thank you so much, everybody.
Your name's not on the list. Here's your chance.
You got 2 minutes because we're going to go one more time. Ty, tell us about your school, where it is, and how to get up with you, buddy.
We are located in Eagleville, Tennessee, about 30 minutes south of Nashville. We have a fantastic LZ, a nice little classroom attached to it. Work with a couple of really good friends. We're having a great time, just living the dream.
And what's the phone number so we can get up with you?
615-564-0704.
You got a Facebook page and another .com coming up. Go ahead and tell us.
So right now, the best way to get a hold of us is through Facebook until the webpage is completely done. Nashville Paramotor LLC on Facebook. That will take you to a link to our webpage. And then there is a direct number to Warren. Warren is our class manager. He's taking care of all the scheduling and can get you guys set up. Our next available classes is April 28th. That's the next class that has some availability.
Excellent. Make sure you guys, if you want to fly and you're over in Tennessee, check out Nashville Paramotor. And Ty is going to be over there and help you out to help you run into the sky. All right. So we're going to do the spinny wheel of Winnie thing. Jim,
Will, do you want to add Von Englin?
Yes. I can't see the chat, so thank you.
Yes.
I'm pretending I'm flying.
Angela wants to know how far Ty is away from Knoxville.
I don't know if I spelled that right.
Probably 2 hours, maybe, I guess, 2.5 hours.
Skipping a jump.
Some more people jumping in. Got Vaughn?
Did I get everyone?
Everybody.
After Vaughn?
We got one more? Is that it?
All right. Our calendar is given away by Jim from carepp.com. Watch his shenanigans over at carepp.com. Right. Jim, tell us a little bit about your company and what you can do for us.
I've got a printing company and I do custom printing, so whatever you need printed, I can print it.
Excellent.
I'm gonna say David Wolf.
David Wolf. Yeah, that pops up pretty much. Yeah, I'm thinking David Wolf too.
555.
Good old Dave. We love Dave.
But of course, I'm going to say Chris Lockley. He is the guy that's been really helping us out over at Run to the Sky. He has helped us build the school for Run to the Sky to help disabled veterans learn to run to the sky over at runtothesky.org. And we thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Very much.
Are you ready?
All right. Round and round and round should go.
I think I'm going to go with Angela Marzano.
I love it, Angela.
She's gonna hurt you. She is gonna hurt you.
Not if she wins. Man, oh wow, she's winning on the brakes. Just
want to
fly.
Just want to fly.
Jade, excellent.
Yay.
Congratulations, Jade.
Congratulations.
I'm sure you know Jim. If you don't know Jim, get up with Jim and he will send you out an awesome PPG calendar from ppgcalendar.com.
Well, you're being called out. I'm just saying.
Being called out? Who's calling?
Yeah.
probably Angela.
Greg said, when is the next Just a Tip video coming out, Will Fly?
You have to check with my agent. And my agent is my agent, Scuba Steve. I'll let you know.
Is that like in secret agent?
Yeah. I don't know what's up with the wheel, but I set the wheel up, I changed that customized it to be like 60 seconds spin time. So I don't know if it has to be a number of people on the wheel or what, but I tried.
Yeah, we tried.
You're good.
All right.
Yep, I think it looks like everybody was on there.
All right. So we'll stop spinning. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jim, for the calendar. That was very nice of you.
Absolutely. Hey, I don't see Linda without her glasses, but everybody knows what that means.
Okay. Man, thanks for reminding me.
I'll take mine off.
Okay, wait, I got to get the hand. I got to sit close to my hand there.
So it looks normal. All right, ready when you are.
Okay, let's see.
One. This is your thumbnail, Ty. So thumbs up, whatever you want to do.
One, two, three. Got it.
Not in your face. Why'd you put in your face? It's like, all right.
It's me.
Freaking Marines, man. Can't take them anywhere.
Jim's expression is awesome.
See, I got it easy. I just sit back in the chair like that, just pose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about. Yeah, worry about that.
Right.
I'm just dreaming of getting back up in the air in May. Yes.
That's not too far away.
Down in the tandem, and here we go.
Time changes this weekend coming up.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable. Right. It's like it just changed.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that the most because it's like dark as soon as I step out of work. So now it'll still be daylight.
Hey, you'll have all kinds of flying stories, Scuba.
Oh, yeah, they're coming. Right. I should have flew this past weekend, but it was a little windy, but it was nice. I didn't feel like getting the paramotor out driving because I got to drive unless I'm going to fly out from back here. But then I got to call the airport, which I don't even think they were operating this past weekend. So I could have just went, but I didn't.
Dude,
Got my Blue Saber oil in. Hey.
Hey, awesome. Good for you, bud.
Cool.
My first flight yesterday, I took a 20-minute flight. That was the first flight since November, October.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, you flew? Oh, now I got to do back.
20 minutes, man.
I'd get back. Hey, if it was 1 minute, it still counts, you know.
I think I'm going to try tomorrow, but we just got dumped with like a foot and a half of snow, so it'll be interesting.
Ooh.
Oh, keep it over there. Keep it over there, Jim. I'm definitely not going to plow it over to you. You can just, it was like 55 today or something. It's like, what the heck? You have to wear a jacket. I'm like, right on.
Yeah, 80s over here in Texas. So how about over where you are, Ty, as far as what are we expecting as far as your next class? What is the weather usually like over there?
It's hitting this. So springs in Middle Tennessee are really nice temperature wise. The precipitation is so unpredictable.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just get hammered with rain. The winds should be good. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Today was amazing. It was 75 and flyable. Yesterday was great and flyable. We flew for maybe an hour and a half yesterday. So you can expect April is going to be really good temperatures. We are going to get some rain though.
Yes,
you can pretty much count on it. The brutal time is August. It's rough.
Yeah,
that's what my dog said.
Oh yeah, if you can imagine, out there in this big old field or running around with these guys all day long in late August, it's pretty brutal. You gotta want to learn how to fly to do it,
and fight the bugs.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
So we become acclimated. If you love it, you're going to push through. So. It is what it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Hey, take us through one of your normal 7 to 10 day training weeks, what to expect on the first day and when to fly and how many flights you normally expect to take, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So probably easier to go backwards on that. We have a goal of getting everybody to PPG 2 by the time they leave, you know, with 25 solo flights. So 25 is our goal, you know, 25 solo flights. We start off day one, you know, as an introduction. We explain to the guys, you know, that we're going to pair them up with someone that's comparable to their size and weight. One of the big things we do from the very beginning is encourage the students to treat it like a military type of situation or a police academy type of thing, where team building is paramount. You know, these guys need to know how to encourage their partner when they're doing well. And we don't discourage them from making fun of them when they suck. You know, we do it in a fun manner, but our approach is, you know, as a team, you know, build them up equally. So we'll start off, you know, that way. And we just go through everything based upon the syllabus. You know, we start off with, you know, this is a glider. This is why it works. This is how it works. Obviously, a whole lot of kiting, a lot of ground handling. We work our way into introducing them to the motor. There's some maintenance in there. We do a lot of simulator work. Right now, we're not doing towing. We did towing last season. We're not going to do it this season. So we spend a lot of time on simulator. Really, we have found that hammering in proper posture is the key to success for a lot of these guys. You know, instead of just teaching them to gun it and go for it, we really want to see them communicating with the glider well and utilizing perfect posture for a launch. And so we'll spend a lot of time on taxiing and simulator work. Typically, by the end of day 3 and 4, we should be getting close to doing some taxi practice and then getting right into the solos. Again, we're shooting for 25 solos in our course. Sometimes we get more, sometimes we don't meet 25.
Gotcha. I assume that you use the USPPA syllabus and I usually follow that. And you said it's usually about 7 to 10 days.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So our syllabus we created it, really plagiarized the heck out of the USPPA stuff. Pretty much everything is in there. It's just a little bit of different order. We like to have the opportunity to bounce around, you know, depending on what the weather is doing. Take advantage of every moment instead of just sitting around because the weather sucks and we're supposed to be outside doing something. So we bounce around in the syllabus a little bit, but we get it all covered.
Okay, that's excellent. Anything else that we need to know or students need to know, potential students need to know before they contact you?
Do your research. Yeah, do your research. We're not here to take business from anybody. You know, there are great paramotor instructors everywhere across the nation. But if Middle Tennessee is where you're wanting to go, then reach out to us and we'll hook you up. We'd be love to have you out.
Excellent. Are there any other schools around you or you pretty much got Nashville?
So with Middle Tennessee, it's us. It's just us. We do have a friend in the eastern portion of the state. His name's Cody. And that's Smoky Mountain Paramotor. He's a really good guy. If that's your area, he's a really good guy. But I think that's pretty much it for Tennessee is us and Cody.
Hey, yeah. Matter of fact, we had Cody on.
Brock.
Yeah.
Cody Brock.
Cool deal.
Yeah.
Oh, how about Moonshiners? Are you going to that fly-in?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
An awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. So we all three of us will be there. And we plan on having a good time. So that's it. Warren is our class manager, and he's done a really good job of this season scheduling everything around the fly-ins. And so we're going to have lots of time to play. So it's a good thing.
Awesome. Thank you. That's one of my must go to fly-ins right there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Bad Apples and Endless Foot Drag are my favorites.
Have you ever been to Purdon's?
Nope, I have not.
Oh man, you're in for a treat when you go.
Well, we need to go. So hopefully Warren's listening and he'll make that happen.
Yeah.
You better be.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Purdon's too this year, but it didn't happen. So, you know, eventually I'm going to try to hit all of them in 1 year. It just, look at the time, right? It's so hard to do that, right. Isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. So Ty, what are your plans for this year as far as fly-ins? Any fly-ins, or you guys are just busy doing your school?
We'll have to check with Warren on that one. I want to go to all of them. So I know for a fact we're going to Bad Apples. And then if he's doing his job correctly, all of our classes will be around the fly-ins, so we can go to all the fly-ins.
That's what I wanted to do too. So I'll meet you out there in one of the fly-ins for sure.
Right on.
I know that going to Sun and Fun. Anybody else going to Sun and Fun? You going to go to Sun and Fun, Ty? Anybody else?
I don't know. We actually got an invite today to go to the Oshkosh, to the EAA Adventure in July. So we'll see if that happens. We'd like to do that.
Okay, that's cool. Now, remember, we also have our first annual Run to the Sky, the solar eclipse from the 5th until the 8th. You guys are invited. You can find it on the USPPA events page. Contact us. There's limited space. I don't expect a lot of people, but I don't know what to expect. So it'd be really cool. Let's see. Sun and Fun. I do want to go to Bad Apples. Anybody else going to go to Bad Apples this year? Will?
Of course Will's going.
Yeah.
I can't just be like, yeah, I'm taking off for Bad Apples, Moonshiners, Flyer for Gage, just go down the list. Yeah, I wouldn't have a job anymore.
So that, yeah, Flyer for Gage is going to kick off the season then. I mean, yep. Other Flying Circus, that counts too. But as far as the East goes, March 21st through the 24th down in Bowling Green, Florida. It's an awesome mm-hmm. place to fly.
Come on, Fly Baby Fly. Get your tail over there. You can do it.
Yeah, man, you're in Florida too.
Right? Yeah.
We should all go there to meet up.
That's right. I'm going to get out there.
Sean ain't coming. He's got other things to do.
I have a student that's coming in from the 14th through the 24th for our 10-day class. So,
I thought you scheduled all your students around the fly-ins this year.
Oh, when a student comes in and says, this is the time that I have, guess what? I'm there.
I'd make it a field trip, man, and get my butt down to Fly for Gage. Come on.
Let's go try. Let's go train at Fly for Gage.
Get him in the air.
Put him in the car.
We might do that. It just really depends. He's also a foot launch, so we'll have to figure out how to get the foot launch down there once he flies. That would be awesome. So, cross the fingers, we could do that.
That's a plan, man. We'll just train down there.
I mean, you can drive for 3 or 4 hours during the middle of the day, stop at a school, train in the afternoons and in the mornings. And
you could do the in-school training while you're driving. Man.
Exactly.
Get that out of the way.
Well, you all know where I'm going to be in May, Memorial Weekend.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Torchport. And that's in Michigan.
She's gonna be somewhere up in that Torchport
Airport. Yeah, the tip in the mitt. And I'll be taking my third tandem with Northern Lights Paramotor LLC. Do you see behind me?
You'll catch up to Kevin then.
Yes. And they're gonna give me. I love that. I'm so proud of this picture. I mean, that was my first time, my very first tandem, and it was so special to me. And so I had so much fun. You guys heard my story 1,000 times. Everybody's leaving the room now. I had so much fun that I went back up again last year. And I'm going back again because it's like potato chips. You just can't have one. You got to just keep going for another one, another one, another one, another one. And it's fun. Yeah. So I can see me. I would do this tandem and then I'll be walking around for 2 hours. And then I'll be looking around for somebody else to take me up. You know, I'll be like a little kid. You think we are? So anyway, yeah, I'm super excited about it. I'm meeting more new people that I haven't met yet in person. Last year, I got to meet a bunch of people. I got to meet Bonnie Franz and Karen Up and her husband and Bonnie and Brian, and it was a lot of fun. So, and of course, Tracy and her husband, got to meet them. So, yeah, it was a good time. So there you go.
Kramer, I thought you were going to come over here to Lone Star tonight. Maybe I misunderstood, but if you came over, I think I missed you. So anyway, Ty, you do discovery flights. When you first take someone up, they do the discovery flight, they come down. You see Linda. Linda's always excited. She's excited all year long about this. Is that what you see usually when people take their discovery flights?
Yeah, almost every time. Yeah. So we joke about it. It's like, you know, investing in a tandem machine is like the best investment or the best money ever spent, because you take someone for their discovery flight and show them a good time, and we land, and before the wheels even stop turning, they're reaching for their checkbook to sign up. So it's pretty awesome. I mean, we joke about that, but it is awesome to be part of that, to be able to share this with everybody. So we enjoy
it. Yeah, I like that name too, Discovery Flight. That's cool, because I was wondering what you were talking about when you said that.
Yeah, we actually have, you know, the Discovery Flights, you know, which is just a 45 minute to an hour flight. And then we have a half day package that we're offering people that really want to, they're not quite sure if they want to commit to it. And so we'll spend a half day teaching them about, you know, the paragliders and the machines and all that.
Yeah.
Have them do some kiting, and then we'll take them for their discovery flight. And that's pretty neat option if they want to just a little bit more before they commit.
Okay. Yeah. How much does that cost? And how do we get up with you to do that?
Again, so it's the same way of contacting us. Right now, it's through Facebook is our best option. That's Nashville Paramotor LLC on Facebook. That'll give you a link to the direct phone number to Warren, who's our class manager, and also a link to our website. I believe that package is $225 or $250. It is a half day of pretty much just we just fire hose, you know, method of teaching you everything about paramotor, and you get the discovery flight after the at the conclusion of that.
How much is just the discovery flight?
$150.
I need to send my niece over there, because she, you know, she saw me fly and she's like, oh, I need to do that. So if I could send her over there for a discovery flight, then she can see if she wants to do that or not.
And there is the springtime in Middle Tennessee is amazing. It's right. Just everything is green and gorgeous, and where we are is pretty much just farms. And so it's wide open. You got an LZ pretty much all the time underneath you.
Nice.
Pretty fantastic.
Sounds like you got a pretty good school. Any other questions in the super chat or questions on the panel?
That's so cool.
Very fun hour talking about Nashville Paramotor. We get to talk about tandems. I still see Linda waving her hand like this, so I don't know if she's saying, hey, is there a picture? That's awesome. Jim giving away a calendar from carepp.com his shenanigans over at carepppg.com.
Shout out to Craig B. from Australia. He joined us, and so did the Chad.
Hi, Craig B.
David Wolf is being funny. Do your discovery flights include flying near the houses of country music stars? I'd love to wave at Tim and Faith.
That's funny. We actually get really close to where Trace Atkins lives. So,
oh, there you go, David.
And from what I understand, he's a really cool guy. I've never met him, but he actually lives really close to where we train. So,
great place to have an engine out accidentally.
My engine went out. I had to land in your yard. My bad.
Right.
Here, can we get a selfie? Right.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Trace Atkins? Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
So, Ty, I know that we talked about a little bit about 35 years of flying, right? 35 years of flying. Yes. Can you put down, you know, all the different flight, you know, where'd you start? You know, how'd you go from one thing to another to finally flying paramotors to finally doing a school? I mean, I just don't know the timeline. Help me out with that.
Sure. Oh, my goodness. So I started off, I think probably like everybody else in a Cessna 150. Got my private and a Cessna 150. My parents at the time owned a Cherokee 140, and so I got quite a bit of time in that. And then owned various different aircraft. I spent quite a bit of money trying to get my rotorcraft license. Probably about 30 hours into it, I realized that this is a losing proposition. Basically, it's so expensive to rent a helicopter that, you know, I wasn't in the military, so I don't have the hours to compete with anybody to fly helicopters commercially, so that wasn't going to happen. So I went back to just fixed wing aircraft. I built, actually ended up building two airplanes in my garage, so that was pretty interesting. And then, like I said earlier, one day I was just watching videos at work, and I saw this guy flying this thing. It was a backpack with a freaking parachute, and I thought, holy crap, I got to do that. And then really haven't looked back. I just fell in love with paramotoring, and I really have no desire to fly airplanes anymore. It's not for me anymore. But paramotors are where it's at, so that's all I fly anymore.
Wow, that's, you know, my first flight ever was with my dad. My uncle built his own plane, and this had to be in the 70s. Damn, I'm old. So he built this plane, and then my dad was like, come on, son, we're going for a plane ride. So we get way up in the sky, and then his door flies open.
Oh, Lord.
And I don't even think he had a seatbelt on. I'm surprised he didn't get sucked out of the plane. I don't think we were over 10,000 feet, but we were up high. Yeah, that scared the tar out of me, man. Just land this thing. I can't believe I'm flying now, but yeah, that was something crazy.
Interesting. I have a question for Will Fly, actually. We were having a discussion over here, and we were trying to determine, us as paramotor pilots under FAR 103, we're allowed to fly around pretty much anything at any altitude. We don't have any altitude limits, right? We can fly right next to a house if we want to. We can fly right next to trees, whatever we want to do. Under Part 91, I believe 91 is for general aviation, correct?
Yes.
There's a 500-foot rule. Now, is it just around man-made structures or anything? Like, I can't fly around 500 feet of trees, or what is it?
It's 500 feet from any person, vehicle, vessel, or structure. 500 feet from any person, vehicle, vessel, or structure. But at no time can you fly at an altitude that you can't make a safe landing in case of a power unit failure. So if your engine goes and you're not flying at a safe altitude, then you didn't plan ahead, and it's your fault. It's always the pilot's fault. That's just the way it works.
So you can fly, you know, skim the trees if you want to. That's legal. That's not illegal, because it's away from a man-made structure, right? It's not a tree's a structure or a hill's a structure, right?
No, a tree would not be considered a structure. I mean, if you're flying over the ocean, over open water, you can go all the way down and touch the tires to the water if you want to. But you're back into, can you make a safe landing without, you know, causing harm to people and property on the ground? So course, that would qualify. You might not survive, but it would qualify, get you out of hot water.
Okay. If you wanted to buzz low on a big open field or something like that, salt and sea, where everything's low, you know, nothing's round, you're able to buzz down on the salt flats, right? That's legal.
If there's no person, vehicle, vessel, or structure there, and you're able to make a safe landing without causing harm to one of those, you're golden.
Excellent. It's always good to have someone that knows the information. Like, we know part 103, obviously, but, you know, this guy right here, you are also a flight instructor, so you know a lot of stuff about part 91 and general aviation. So yeah. Any questions, just shoot it over to Will Fly. He'll let you know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I've got to renew my flight instructor certificate in June coming up here, but I agree. I mean, after flying paramotors, I don't have a desire to fly airplanes. You know, I mean,
yeah.
If it's the true feeling of flight that you're going for, you're not going to get any better than a paramotor, unless, you know, maybe paragliding, right? So, yeah, it's just a perfect fit for me, because I like having a motor. You know, I like having some power when I need it. If I screw up, power will save the day.
Absolutely. Ty's back. Good. Good to see you again. Long time no.
Hey, there it is. All right. Okay.
We thought it was like, okay, it's been an hour. I'm out of here.
No. I think it's working well now.
Okay. Good deal. Yeah. We're just talking about different parts of, part 91. Because Will Fly, he's a flight instructor for fixed wings. Nice. and would you teach as far as like Cessnas, or would you teach Will Fly?
Oh yeah, Cessnas. Usually we were a Cessna school. It was a Part 141 school in Asheville, and it was all Cessna.
Okay, so what part you said?
Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, I thought you said it was a Part 141 or something. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, 141 school.
Oh, 141. Okay, tell me what 141 school means.
In a nutshell, it's much more syllabus driven, and it's approved. It's very much like what you do when you're working with USPPA. They have a standard syllabus that, as a USPPA instructor, you agree to follow. Same thing. So it's more of a standardized school.
Oh, okay, gotcha. See, this is what I like about doing podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's like you learn so much. I mean, here we are. We want to learn about paramotors, and now we're just briefly moving into a different part. We're learning different things about fixed wings, Cessnas. I just really love podcasts because you just learn so much. I mean, every Monday, I'm learning something new. And
yeah,
I get to see all my friends.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, I can't go all the way to North Carolina to see Will. I can't go up to Canada to see Jim, you know, or Virginia over where Scuba Steve is, or Nashville where Ty is, or way up there right here.
At the mitt. Is, yeah. Right.
But Kevin gets to come over and see me from Mississippi. So that's good. You need to come over here pretty soon, dude.
Yeah, and I echoed your sentiment there, Ty, about after flying paramotors, I really had no interest in flying airplanes again. I mean, the cost, and I certainly wouldn't own an airplane. You know what I mean? No freaking way. But paramotors just scratched all the freaking itches. It's just perfect.
You know, it's a different kind of flight. And we always tell the people that are interested in signing up, it's like, you have to realize what it is. As long as you realize that it is completely impractical, you know, everything has to be perfect. But it is amazing. If you like flying low and slow, then this is for you.
Heard so many places by so many people that fly airplanes. Once they go to paramotor, they're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just any airplanes. I mean, professional pilots and, you know, commercial airline pilots. What's that lady's name? She flies an Airbus. It's like an all-female crew, but she flies paramotors. And her thing is, she says she can fly fast anytime. She loves flying slow and, you know, low and doing all the things that. So, yeah, I mean, it's just an awesome feeling.
It really is. Well, I really had a great time. Who won? Jade won the calendar from Jim. Congratulations. Yeah. Definitely, that was awesome. Ty, all the way from Nashville Paramotor. You can find them on Nashville Paramotor LLC on Facebook. Get up with them. His classes are coming up soon. When's your next classes again, bro?
April 28th is the next class.
April 28th is a 7 to 10 day. Get up with them for sure. Did we miss anything, Ty? Did we miss anything about your school or anything that we want to talk about before we wrap everything up?
No, I think we covered it all. We're just three guys who love doing it, and we love enthusiastic students. You know, it's you guys know there is nothing more rewarding as far as the sport goes to when you work your butt off with this guy, and then after 4 or 5 days or whatever, he nails his first landing, and that smile is so freaking big. You're like, hell yeah, that's what it's all about right there.
Yeah.
So it's so rewarding.
It truly is. It truly is. Well,
nailing mean you get stuck in the ground when you land. I'm just, you know, because I kind of.
Yeah, that's not good.
Let's stick it to that nailing, and we're just going to leave it at that. All right. Good deal. All right. So let's go ahead and go around and say goodbye to everybody. Obviously, Ty, you're more than welcome to leave anytime, but, you know, stay here. We're just going to say our goodbyes and then talk about paramotors for a little bit before we say goodnight. So we'll start with Linda Anderson. She has a very famous son. Anybody real quick, who wants to win 10 points? What is Linda Anderson's famous son? What's his name?
Robert Michaels.
Robert Michaels. Who else wants to win 10 points? Who else wants? What is her other son's name? For 20
Ryan.
Oh, you're not supposed to say it. They're supposed to guess. No.
Her number two son.
I guess Ryan.
One of the Ryan, he's my other angel. My other angel son. Yes, Robert Michaels has a show on Thursdays called ParaglidingChalk.com. We always have really good time on the show. Yeah, you guys all know. You never know who's going to show up on there, what guests he's going to have, what shenanigans are going to go on. We always have a really good time and always meet so many cool people in the paragliding world, you know. He's been paragliding since like 2017 out of San Diego. So that's kind of how I kind of started getting interested in it as time went by. And then before you know it, I jumped on a para show. And I've been here ever since, right?
Here for 5 years.
Never left.
Now you're on the show.
Yeah, now it's your show.
Now it's my show. No, I have had so much fun. I didn't want to leave. So I'm still here. And thank you so much, guys. I so appreciate you. Because what do we say? It takes a village. So on Mondays, this is the place to be right here. And I love finding guests for y'all. That's my favorite thing. So it's not even work, you know. Look, and I found Ty, just got on Facebook, as Robert calls me, you know, I stalk everybody. And yeah. I remember I told you when he was at Flying Circus, and he didn't really have a name at Flying Circus. People walk up to him and go, oh, I know you, you're Paramount's son.
I bet that made him feel good.
He was like, yeah, he was like, I don't know if I really like that. You know, about on the show.
I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, this was fun. Thank you, Ty, for joining us tonight. Really learned a lot. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. So
behind the scenes, Linda Anderson, she obviously helps us out here on our podcast. She's also part of our official runintothesky.org nonprofit to help disabled veterans run into the sky. She's our PR girl, helps us get people in, and she helps us over here on the podcast. We got a train coming by, so let's go over to Will Fly. Talk to us, Will Fly. I'm going to put
The train's coming by. I'll make it real quick. You can check my videos out on YouTube. Just search for Will Fly. Also, Southeast Paramotor Group on Facebook. Check it out if you live in the Southeast. That includes Tennessee, also Ty. And Fly It for Gage Flying. Don't forget that. March 21st through the 24th. And last but not least, there was one more thing, Sean. What in the world was it? And I can't remember it. That dang train got me all flustered.
Tomorrow?
That's it. That's exactly it, Scuba. Thank you. So tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Tuesday nights, we get together. Shane and myself get together and have a little chit chat. Me, Shane, and Krista. We don't know what the topic is until we start the show. So come hang with us tomorrow night. We'll probably talk something paramotor. I don't know. Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. I just follow everybody all week. I just show up, you know, see what's going on. There you go.
I try to do that too, but I've learned that my life is so busy. By the time that I look at my watch, it's already 10 o'clock. I'm like, missed the show. Oh, I missed a show. Oh my God. At least I don't miss the show.
Because you need your beauty sleep. That's why, Sean. And I tell you that every time. Yes. But tonight you're glowing. You're glowing, Sean. You're glowing.
This is not easy, folks. This is not easy.
You're looking kind of scruffy there, though. I'm just saying.
I'm scruffy over here. I haven't had time to shave. Early in the morning. We've been working. During lunch, our lunch is from 12 until 3. We go lay down and we zonk out for a couple hours. Yeah. Then we're back here and we work until, late at night now. So, you know, It's work, 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 but it's not work, work. It's just not.
It's okay. Time. We still love you. It's all right.
Aw, thank you. I love you too.
Okay. You know. Moving right along.
Right along. We also got our very own Kevin Houston. What's up, Kevin Houston? Good to see you, buddy. You didn't talk very much tonight, but I'm glad that you made it here and hanging out with us on the panel. When are you planning on coming back over and seeing me, man?
Hopefully, let's see, spring break is March 11th. So I'm hoping to be there March 14th.
Okay. So you'll be here March 14th and 15th. We'll have another guy that's going to be there also on the March 14th and 15th, and then our 16th through the 24th. So we're going to be busy that week. So just stay for the whole couple of weeks.
I wish I could. Give me another 2 months and I will do that.
That's excellent. So how many flights have you got? And hopefully the next time you come over, you're going to have a lot more flights.
I hope so. So far, I've got 3 flights and hope to get a lot more here in the near future.
Right. We got to work on your bump tolerance just a wee bit, right?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Sounds good. All right, Kevin. So good to see you, man. And don't you have a new .com? What's that about?
Yes, I do. You can find me. Not only am I the president of the nonprofit, I'm also a student. So
I'm also a client. I love
it. Bought the company.
But you can find me at flying50.com.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Flying50.
Yeah, that was really awesome. Flying50. I don't know where he came up with that, but that's a really good .com.
Y'all quit mentioning the damn cops.
Yeah, I know it.
Yep. Just like Kevin said, behind the scenes, not only is he a student, but he is also the president of our nonprofit organization, runtothesky.org. And he's going to be retiring in June, coming down this way, hopefully, for a lot more time. And helping us out at the school, and maybe even become an instructor, and maybe helping us as far as learning how to learn the wing and inspect the wing, maybe even repair the wing. So he wants to do this full time, because hey, when you're not shooting the bad guys, come over here and fly with the good guys. Ooh, I like that. Like, yeah, that's good.
That was good.
Made it up. Yeah, I did. Yeah. That was pretty good. So, Kevin, thank you very much. You can find him over at Flying 50. Now, is it 50 or is it 50H, or how do we spell that?
It's 5-0-5 and then the O. F-I-V-E-O.
Okay, F-I-V-E-O.
F-I-V-E-O, yes.
Oh, not zero, right?
Just the O.
That's awesome, buddy. That's awesome. Our official sponsor, he's been here for, I think, for the whole 5 seasons, Jim from Canada, the guy that has maple syrup smelling money. If you see him on the road, you're going to ask him, Jim, can I smell your money? How many people have said, Jim, can I smell your money?
Yeah, 3.
Well, that's a lot when you're traveling the United States. 3. I mean, how many people go up to, hey, you're that gym guy, let me smell your money. Who does that? That's awesome. Hey, you're famous, man. You're famous with your maple syrup smelling money. He's definitely been helping us out. He prints out our stickers.
Yeah. We have
decals that he prints out. You know what a decal is, right? Do you know what a decal is?
No idea.
You don't know what a decal is? Who on here knows what a decal is? All right. No, Ty, you don't know decal? How about you,
Kevin? Hey, what do they teach you in those classes, them paramotor classes?
So we learned, because we, on this podcast, Jim is from Canada. Jim, what is a decal?
It's a decal.
Yeah, decal.
So Canadians call their decals decals.
None of us knew what he was talking about, though, when he first mentioned it, a decal.
Right? And just like in Europe, they don't call aluminum, they call it aluminium.
Aluminium.
Aluminium, yep. Right? Yep. So, I mean, sure. Everybody has their fun little stuff, they say. Sure. So, real quick, Jim, well, or as long as you want to, tell us about your company, what you do, all the different decals you can print. And I think he prints out checks, too. I always tell him, dude, right. Print out some checks.
The ballot? I know, right?
Yeah, you betcha. I can print pretty much anything. People sometimes ask me, well, how can you print checks? That's just from the bank. No, banks have to get checks printed somewhere. Checks printed at a printer.
I love it.
So, Jeremy, while we're on, Jeremy was asking if you're going to be hitting any of the competitions for the U.S. this year. You're going to be doing any?
Jeremy was asking that?
Yeah.
I will see. It's there's no competitions completely set up yet. So, but I would love to be involved in those for sure.
Travis, Sean is at Lone Star, so he can steal all the ideas and go back and teach it at his paramotor school. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Is David Wolf, is he still in the chat?
He's not paying attention.
No. Can you hear us, Sean?
Yes.
Yeah, so Travis was asking why you're at Lone Star.
I am Lone Star because I want to learn more. And Ron Torn over here at Lone Star has been flying paramotors for almost 10 years. He's been running the school for a very long time. He's an administrator over at the USPPA. And the more you were able to, and Ty knows this too, the more you're able to go out, learn from other instructors, get more advanced stuff, like going down and doing an SIV course, going to other instructors. It's just benefits the students.
Absolutely.
The more I can tell my students, the more I work with other students mm-hmm. at different places, mm-hmm. the more I can just be a better instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And the better I can be, the better I can be for my students. Next right. month, I'm going to go down to Sun and Fun. I'm also going to go over and train over at the ASC school, you know, over at Air Sports USA with Mark. So I'm going to be learning more stuff next month. And every month I want to learn more. You know, I'll be going over to another SIV course. You know, the more I know, the better I am. And that's what I want to do. I want to be the best I can be. And the thing is, I'm always going to be a student. If you got something that you can teach me about airspace, about flying machines, I am here. I'm all open. And I want to learn. And we just learned what last week that it's three threads in aircraft, right? So three threads is an aircraft, right? Was that last week? Or was that someplace else I learned it? Maybe somebody else I learned it. So on aircraft, am I not right, Will? Where was it? Where did I learn this, guys, with the three threads? Okay, for aircraft, when you turn something and you tighten up something on an aircraft, it's only three threads that you turn. Where did I learn that from? Was it not
here on the podcast? I didn't know that.
Well, crap. Where was that I learned it from? See, I'm always learning something. I wish I could remember where I learned everything from. But yeah,
I read that on the internet.
Learned it from a person. Who did I learn it from? Hey, if you're in the if you're on the super chat and I learned it for you, remind me because I've been away for a minute. But yeah, I learn something all the time. I want to learn as much as I can.
Right on.
Did I talk too much about that? But that's what I want to do. All right. We talked with Linda. We talked with Kevin, Jim. All right. Will Fly from Will Fly PPG.
Got me.
It's got you. Right. Scuba yep. Steve from Paramotordude.com. No, what is your new .com, man? Why'd you change it?
Paramotoroutlaw.com.
That's just too many syllables. I like Paramotor Dude. That's paramotor
dude. I'm not a dude anymore. I'm too old for that. And I'm
you're just an outlaw. Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm an outlaw, man. We're all going to be outlaws soon when Amazon takes over all our airspace. So yeah, I do a show on Friday, 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. I've been doing it for like 10 years. It's mainly about vaping, trying to get people off cigarettes so they can live longer and fly longer. Hey, because I also talk about paramotors, because if you're a paramotor pilot, you're going to talk about paramotors. So come join us over there. We just have fun right now, pretty much, because I'm not buying anything new. I got to spend all my money on paramotor stuff.
Nah,
Paramotoroutlaw.com.
All right.
.com. Yeah. Stolen.
Did we get everybody's .com? I think we did. My name is Sean Simons, also known as PPG Grandpa. I'm the executive director over at runtothesky.org, a nonprofit helping disabled veterans run into the sky. But we also take everybody else that wants to come in. You want a discount in your EMT right? EMT. Nurses, doctors, whomever will give you a discount too. We're actually catering to veterans and we give you a hell of a discount. We try to get you some adaptive gear if you need it. And go over and check out runintothesky.org. All right. One more time, Ty, where do we find you, buddy?
Hey, our best place right now is through Facebook, Nashville Paramotor LLC. On that page, it'll give you a direct link to a phone number for us and our webpage.
Excellent. All right. Hey, what are we going to be doing now? Aren't we going to go get some sushi?
Sushi.
Oh my gosh.
Sushi it is.
This guy went and found a sushi place last night. Said, dude, you got to go check this out.
Oh man.
It's what all you can eat?
All you can eat. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a all you can eat buffet sushi place?
For 28.
Absolutely. Months? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Where the hell have I been? Oh my god.
Flying. Flying.
They don't have those in our stuff. Yeah. Those are only in Texas.
Huh?
I've never heard of one.
Oh yeah, they're getting big across the country. Oh really? Yeah.
I mean, really, how many sushis can you eat in one night though? Seriously.
Right.
I guess all you can eat. We're gonna go find that out here in a little bit.
I mean, I like fish and all that, but no, I don't like the. I don't know. Maybe it's just the texture of the sushi.
You'll be shocked at how little you can eat because that rice swells up so quick that you can't really eat all much.
Yeah, Robert loves that. He anytime, man. Yeah, Robert will go out for sushi in California.
Ty, man, it's been a pleasure. Really appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Yes, Ty. Thank you, Ty, so much. Yes.
Right on. Thank you, guys.
Excellent.
Yes.
You guys have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And don't forget, next week we're going to be here still at Lone Star. We're going to meet up with everybody over here at Lone Star, Ron Torn and the gang. So
yeah, it'll be fun.
Be here or be square. Good night, y'all. Peace out.
Can't wait.
Good night.
Thank you, Chatters.
Thank you. Love you so much. Good night, y'all. That was a fun show, dude.
It was cool.
Now we're going to go get some sushi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sushi.